Listening to another episode of Courageous Conversations with Cherie. I'm your girl, Cherie Darien. What's up, Savannah? So thankful to be back in the studio with you today. I'm going to bring you an amazing guest. Oh my God, I have goosebumps already. I'm so excited and delighted. I'm trying to contain myself. But before we jump into that, let me jump into this and remind you, you're listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. Yes, yes, you know how we do it every week, Savannah, on Courageous Conversations with Cherie. We are naked, unashamed, and unapologetic with our truth. This week, you're going to see exactly what I mean. Girlfriend, boyfriend, guys and girls, listen, this is so much fun. So without further ado, Cherie, who do we have with us today? Mr. Logan Taylor, are you on the line with me?
Hello, Ms. Cherie. How are you, my friend?
We are indeed. We are friends for life now. I'm so glad our paths got to cross. And welcome to Savannah, man. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. This is a magical area. And what a time of year to be here. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So listen, I'm going to roll out the red carpet for you in just a moment. That's my way of affectionately loving on you and say thank you, but introducing you by reading your bio to our listening audience. But how are you doing? We're supposedly post-COVID now. How are you?
I am great. I have goosebumps being here too. I've got like chills all the way down my spine. Meeting you has been such a pleasure. So being here right now in this moment has me really excited. But other than that, I've been great. I've been adapting. You know, we're in a time of change. A lot of things are changing. A lot of things are uncertain. But I think we're on the up and up. And I think this is a time more than ever. Some people may feel like this is the end of things, but I feel like this is the beginning of a brand new chapter.
Well, listen, I totally agree with that. And here's the thing. It can be both. Is also a beginning.
Right.
It's a matter of perspective. In fact, I just read that somewhere. Here we are being already intuitive, but okay, let's just jump into this because I promise you, I just am so excited about this conversation. I love people, Taylor. I mean, Logan, excuse me. That's what happens when you have two first names.
I know. That's what I'm always told. I know.
But Logan, I'm super excited about this conversation and just what comes up out of it. So don't you hold back. You are more than welcome. And you know, everything is a vibe, right? Everything is a vibe.
And that is, listen, that right there makes me know I'm home because you say everything is a vibe. I like to ride the wave. Sometimes my friends say, you know, if I'm nervous or excited or upset, my friends, one of my very intuitive psychic friends will say, ride the wave, just ride that wave.
Yes, baby. I'm thinking ebb and flow. Don't force a thing, right? So chill out. Your cup, I have my cup, and we're going to enjoy this conversation. So, Savannah, before I hog this conversation on my own, let me bring you into it. So who is Logan Taylor? I think he dropped a word a few minutes ago, so you probably already peeped what we're talking about today. Logan Taylor is a Southern gentleman, as if you didn't already know, that has been redefining the term median for almost a decade. Having read thousands of people from all over the world over his 7-year career, he has developed a reputation as one of the most accurate and entertaining intuitives of his generation. His home base in McMinnville, is that right? Oh my God.
You got it.
McMinnville, Tennessee, where he works full time as a psychic medium. Since Logan's first Bible Belt medium tour, I love that, in 2017, He has appeared on TV and radio and continues to share his undeniable gifts with everyone he meets. Welcome, 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 Mr. Logan. If I had some claps, we'd be doing that right now. What's up, man? How are you? You ready to go today?
I'm ready. Listen, I want you to know that sounded so smooth coming out of that mouth. So thank that was like music to my ears. I'm excited to be here.
That's cool. Listen, Bible Belt Medium Tour. What's up? I'm literally sitting in South Carolina, although the station's in Savannah. You talk about Bible Belt. Come on, man. What you talking about? What was that like?
So a brief little backstory. I guess I'll explain myself because it's very interesting. When I started, I guess I can get into how I discovered it later on, but I started reading professionally in 2013 or 2014. And I was in McMinnville. I met with a spiritual advisor. I was having a lot of emotional turmoil and chaos within. And I thought something is going on. And I had always kind of seen and interacted with spirits growing up, but I didn't really know exactly what it was. And so I started meeting with the advisor, and then lo and behold, I started reading and reading and reading, and it snowballed. Now I'm in a town, a really, really, really small town. And so I kind of came here and just put it all out there. Had some interesting backlash. We can get to that later. But before too long, I had developed a year-long waiting list, and I was traveling all throughout the South reading. I got some really cool television opportunities, and it just kind of snowballed. I'm just a person, to me, I know I was always very into psychics and mediums and things like that, and I would seek them out on my own. And I never got that connection I was looking for. It just never felt right. It never felt organic and real. And that was something that I knew I had these spiritual gifts, and I knew I had these spiritual wants and needs. And I feel like sometimes people get stuck in the mindset of the old way, or the mindset of, you know, things have to be a certain way. And I feel like now more than ever, people are hungry for spirituality. So I took a break after my last tour in 2017. I took like a 3-year hiatus. I needed to figure myself out. I still had a lot to learn just as a young man. And I grew up a lot, and I really realized a lot of things about myself, because this work, it's not like I'm also a theater director and a filmmaker, and in those lines of work, even if I'm having the worst day ever, I can perform. But as a medium, as somebody who is literally just channeling connections with angels and the other side, I have to really be clear and in tune with myself. And so I really wanted to take that time to grow. And it's funny, because last year, right after the pandemic, I had been talking about it and feeling it, and it was like something was just kind of telling me to wait. And a venue from the first tour in Atlanta reached out, just out of the blue, emailed us and said, "We really want you to come back." And I had I started reading again, and I was reading a couple clients who had seen me on tour, and they were just like, "Please, you've got to do it again." And so this was very much in alignment. Whenever we started doing this, I was like really nervous, but it's been going really great. And I'm so excited. Sorry, I can't take myself.
Oh, that's amazing. How did you know? Now, obviously, we were just sharing our birthdays, so we're both Pisces, empaths, intuitive, you know, very feeling type of person. In touch with our emotions. How did you know?
I've always been so sensitive ever since I was little. And now my great, great grandmother, it's very cool. My family, my grandparents live on a 300-acre farm that my great, great grandparents lived on. So It was, my great grandmother was a medicine woman, and she would have all her little herbs and crystals. And then my aunt, now, this wasn't talked about. You got to understand, it's Church of Christ City around here. So we don't, and look, I want to set the record straight right here. What I do is light, and God is who I look to for my source energy, my love. There's nothing dark about what I do. So that's a big misconception. But my aunt was a psychic, and growing up, I would feel spirits or communicate. Or I remember this one time vividly at my childhood home. I had twin sisters. I was maybe 10 or 11. They were young. They were like one or two. And I was coming inside. I was coming down the steps into the basement. And I thought one of them bumped into me. And she kind of tapped my leg. And I looked and I said, "Oh, sorry, sweetie." And I looked up and both of my sisters are at the top of the steps. Well, the next morning I get up and there's a bruise, like a handprint on my leg right there. So I'm like, well, excuse me, that's validating. Look, I'm like getting all flustered because it was always one of those things where I always felt like an outcast, you know, in a lot of ways, but I always felt special, if that makes any sense. I always offer, even though I was like, nobody gets me, people at school for sure don't get me, but I know that I was put here to do something really special. And I would read, and I would not even know I was reading in high school. I would read my friends. I would know things way, way behind on a regular basis. And then once I moved, it's funny because I grew up in a town 30 miles down the road. Once I moved to Bentonville and I met with my guru, I discovered this whole shamanic spiritual community, this whole community of people who are just like me in this tiny little backwoods town. And I'm like, whoa. And actually, funny story, I want to shout out my girls. I work in reality TV as well in production. And last year in 2020, I formed this girl group called the Sisters in Spirit. And they're like female ghost hunters. And they go into places and we film them. And they've got like a... they're working with Nashville on the Nashville Broadcasting on like a reality series about these female Ghostbusters. And they're just such badass women. Can I cuss? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. They're just so cool. They're so, you know, I've been able to surround myself with people who understood me and reminded me that it's okay, because I feel like so many of us have these gifts and so many of us are affected by spirits. And I use that term very loosely. So many of us are affected by that energy and we don't even realize it.
Don't understand it. I think that's key.
We're scared. And it's really a beautiful thing to know. And I'm here to remind anybody, you're not alone in this. You know, there is something really beautiful to be had in these spiritual gifts. And look, I'm a skeptic. I'm a person who...
What? You're kidding me.
No, I swear. I have to see it to believe it. I've gone to see a lot of mediums and I have to really feel it. It has to be organic to me. And so that's why each reading is really important for me to just... it has to feel real. It has to be organic. And I think that's why I'm able to make the connections I am, is just because... Listen, you have to understand, Sheree, I'll be doing a reading and I'll be like in session and something will come out of my mouth and I'll be like,
where'd that come from?
I'll be like, that's freaky, you know, and it has to be that way for me because I want it to be its most raw and real form. That's why my clients, people, it's so funny, people in the past will say, oh, well, you can look anybody up on Facebook. But when I book, my assistant books all my sessions for me. And literally all I know is a person's first name. I don't know where they're from. I don't know if they're a boy or a girl. Really? Oh, literally all I know is a first name. And that's all I want to know. Like my family's always calling me like, hey, can you tell me what's going on? Hey, can you talk to Granddad? Like always picking my brain, my friends and family. And I'm like, the more I know you, I feel like the harder it is
for me to
this connection, you know? So it's really funny. It's changed my life for the better. But I still wake up every day and I'm like, oh, this is real. You know,
it's actually quite intriguing. I love that you said that this is not dark. You're a light worker. I also love the fact that you said you found your community. You basically found your tribe, right? To just be yourself. People who understood you. How many people you think today are in that same position where they're seeking just a safe space to be themselves, just truly themselves.
Well, and you know, a lot of these people who we talk to and a lot of the women in my group, I like surrounding myself with strong, powerful women. I'm just telling you, Sheree. So this is
no wonder we just hit it off, right?
So, but a lot of them and a lot of my clients even are just now, you'd be amazed. They have kids and grandkids and they're just feeling like they found people who they can.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. I think it's God-given. I think our sage and our crystals and all our herbs, I think those were things that were given to us to help us guide through this life. Because my interaction, I feel like my God to me is, I know I've been blessed and I know I've been protected and guided without hesitation, without denying. And I know that the things that I've done have the impacts that they've made on people. So I always try really hard to be the best version of myself.
And
you know what? When I first started here, like 10 or so churches. Now there's a church on every corner here, but 10 or so churches. Mm-hmm. Bibles and prayer groups and everything would preach sermons directly calling me out, you know, directly targeting me. So still to this day, I have people dodging me in the grocery store, but I'm not doing the work that was appointed to me. You know, I'm not doing the work, a gift that was given to me to make people feel better.
Why don't you address those skeptics? And I think that's so important because I think there's so many people that lack an understanding in just the mere word, median or psychic, in a Bible Belt area. Whoa, you will get strange looks. But I love what you said. You said reading, you've been using those specific words. So for people that may not understand, Logan, let's unpack that. And also, it's a knowing, right? Would that be accurate that the reading is a knowing?
Right. Well, I feel I'm writing something down what you just said. I want to come back to. My grandmother and grandfather took me in their RV on my first tour, me and my assistant, years ago. And my grandmother's a very analytical, very much a science-driven person. And she explained it to me like this, and really this is the simplest way to put it.
Okay.
To me, I'm channeling and I'm connecting with the souls and the angels that surround you. But really, all it is energy. Energy, as we know, as whatever that law is that I probably didn't pass in school, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can't be, you know, once it's there, it's there. So essentially, when you come, I'm more or less just picking up your energy. I'm more or less just connecting with your spirit, your aura, your memories, your feelings. And that's more or less that connection. So to some, it may be, you know, to me, it's connecting with the angels. That's how I visualize. That's how I see in my mind's eye. But really, it's just energy. It's just you picking up on specific things. And okay, for example, when somebody comes, like I've heard of cold reading. Have you ever heard of cold reading? How people just like,
oh, like on the spot?
For the skeptics, a cold read is just like you can look at somebody, or for example, you're like reading them and see they have a wedding ring and don't, so you're married. You know, just kind of pick up on like general.
Right.
And that, you know, that's very much a thing that happens. But to me, I must feel a connection. So whenever I'm reading somebody, I look within. I'm not looking at your exterior. I'm looking inside and I'm feeling, because you know, whenever you're around people, this is another good example.
You sense it?
You can feel if somebody's mood changed.
Yeah.
Or even if they don't say a word or make a face, you can tell if somebody gets pissed off. You can tell if somebody gets upset or gets really happy, you know. And so it's very much simply that. You are connecting with that person's energy, memories, things that they connect to, and relating that back to them saying, hey, you're being guided. If nothing else, to say, hey, this energy is with me. This energy is around me. That's honestly enough to say there's more going on than just here in the physical, you know? Then you
see with your naked eyes.
Exactly right. Exactly.
How big does feeling play into your work? Like sensing, feeling it.
To me, it's changed over the years. I will now, a lot of times when I'm in the shower before a session, or I used to do like 4 or 5 a day, 5 or 6 days a week, and I'm not doing that anymore. So I do one, maybe two a day.
Is it physically draining? Like, do you feel tired?
Well, my mentor would say the wrong answer is yes, you do feel tired, because if you do it right, you should feel lit up. And sometimes I do. I think it just really, that's what I mean when I say in this work, you have to be so good, so clear, so focused, and just really channeling, letting it come in and go out, come in and go out. You know, that's a big thing for me, is just letting go. Because I know, like, I'll have clients who will email me days later and just be like, hey, what did you mean when you said this? I'm just now kind of understanding. I'll be like, girl, the moment you left, I forgot everything we talked about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is just my way of kind of coping and going through it. Because I did, like I said, I would read, over the last 7 years, I've probably read close to 3,000 or 4,000 people, you know? And so that's just.
How do you find them?
They found me. They always find me, you know? Wow. They always find me. And so I would read people in Italy, and I would read people
all over the world.
All over the world, literally, and via Zoom or FaceTime or Skype at the time. This was before Zoom.
But, right.
But it was, I don't know, it's just always kind of, and it's funny because even with this tour, which I guess we can talk about in a minute, whenever I did my last tour, I was on my uprise. I was like, boom, 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 boom. And I had like a bigger following on social media, I would say. Well, whenever I took my hiatus, I wiped my slate clean. I said goodbye. I deleted my social media. And I was talking to my friend about this the other day, because it's really interesting that this tour, I've kind of kept my social profile more low key. I don't advertise at all anymore. There's no advertising. It's all word of mouth.
It sounds like that's intentional. Why?
That's a really good question, Sheree. Well, to be completely honest with you, I will not get into the specific details, but one TV deal I was in, I was with a company in LA, a major network, and I was in development with them for a year. And they were kind of building a show out. And at the time where it really skyrocketed and it was like, this is happening, I was directing a theater production in my community with like 70 kids in it. Mm-hmm. It was the middle of, I was just more or less overwhelmed, stretched myself too thin. And I did my like final moment with TLC, and I felt the connection at the moment. I want to say at the moment, I felt the connection wasn't there. And so that deal kind of, after a year of working, I got really excited, and that deal wasn't right for that moment. So that kind of almost broke me down, almost made me say, okay, I need to step back and reevaluate. And it's funny because there's no way. God always has a way of giving us things in perfect timing. Sometimes we think we want it and need it right.
Yes, I agree.
Tells us that no, you needed it 5 years later from then. You know, so it's really interesting to me that, to answer that question, I have really had to learn, and that was another thing that was really important to me, to not care what people think, because I'm a people pleaser in many, many ways, and so I want to make everybody happy, I want to make everybody like me, and I'm learning that to stand true in who I am and who I am in the moment, and not who I was yesterday or not who I'm going to be tomorrow, but stand true and firm in who I am today. And I had to learn that the hard way. And so to me, I wanted to come back into reading. I still, when I quit reading, I still had like a huge waiting list. So whenever I came back into it, I kind of just wanted to start clean and referral based only. So I didn't, like, in my community, I don't really promote it. Like, you know, I let it all be word of mouth, but I'm still booked full time. So, and that's another thing I want to tell people, if you're doing this or practicing this and you want to make it more of an investment and an actual career, it's there. All you have to do is be and put it out there. I think that's if we all have spiritual gifts. We all have these abilities. If we just listen, if we just hone in, we're intuition, human intuition, mother's intuition. Intuition is just really an ability to protect us.
Yeah. You've mentioned a couple of times the tour. So you are coming to Savannah, correct?
I'm coming to Savannah on November 19th, Friday.
November 19th, Friday, next Friday, not this week, next week, Friday, November 19th.
Yes.
Where can people go to get information about that if they are interested in attending?
They can, I think the event is at 5 o'clock that night, and they can go to my website, intuitivelogan.com, to it's very easy, intuitivelogan.com, to get tickets and info. And I'm really super excited. Savannah is one of the most magical places ever, and I'm just honored to get to go. So I'm super stoked.
Okay. And answer this. Who should attend?
Who should attend? That, listen, I love your questions. Who should attend? Well, I think anybody who is searching for more or searching for answers. I think people who are hoping to connect with a loved one, hoping to connect with somebody really special to them, because a majority of my clients are people wanting to connect with someone they lost.
Yeah.
And it is, I think this event is perfect for that. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry probably, but we're going to get real and we're going to heal, and it's going to be beautiful.
Where are you having the meeting?
Cosmic Corner. It's at Cosmic Corner. I think it's a metaphysical shop event area. So it's called Cosmic Corner. And that's at 5 o'clock that day, that Friday. So come right after work or right in the evening. It's definitely going to be something for people who are just wanting. And that's really why I felt so led to do it again, is because I had people reaching out, and I think people just really wanted some sort of hope or clarity or closure. Right. And to me, that's what, honestly, Sheree, that's what drives me. Cause it's a very beautiful and rewarding job, but it can be very exhausting and hard. So the reason we do it and the reason it lights me up is because I know that it's making a difference. And that makes me feel like a million freaking bucks.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break right there. Savannah, you're listening to another episode of the Courageous Conversations with Sheree. I'm on today with Mr. Logan Taylor. We will be right back with you.
Thank you to everyone who made a financial contribution during this fall's on-air membership campaign for WRUU. Because of your generosity, we're able to continue bringing you the music and talk programs you've come to expect. Now we're back on the air with our regular programming. Thank you for your financial support of Savannah's best local radio station and best local talk radio, as voted by readers in the 2021 Connect Savannah poll, WRUU 107.5 FM. That's what we're all about. If you somehow miss the campaign, you can donate anytime at WRUU.org. Donations keep us going. All of us here at the station greatly appreciate what you, the community, does to make Community Radio 107.5 FM and streaming at www.wruu.org possible. Here's to another great year of radio.
Beginning on November 17th and running through mid-January, Vocation Gallery at the corner of Liberty and Bull Streets is holding a 300 and under sale with an emphasis on holiday shopping. All purchases during this period will benefit WRUU. Gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. You can also find and shop at Vocation Gallery online at www.vocationgallery.net.
And we are back. You're listening to another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree. I'm your girl, Sheree, and today I'm on with psychic medium, Mr. Logan Taylor. Hey, man, you still with me?
I'm here, queen. I'm vibing.
Fabulous. Listen, we were just talking about your tour dates, and it looks like you're going to be in Atlanta and Savannah in some part of South Carolina that I've never heard before.
I'm excited for Walhalla.
Walhalla. Oh my God. Where is that?
I have absolutely no idea.
How do you come up with your tour locations?
I have a very wonderful assistant who books all my stuff for me. So she, shout out to Valeria. She's the queen of my life, but she books it all for me. So I just show up and do my thing. So
really?
Yes. Well,
good support sometimes is tough to find. So again, shout out to her for supporting you in this. That's pretty fantastic. Yeah, I was just on your website checking it out. And when we got off the air shortly ago, I asked you that I wanted to know who your personal favorite medium is. Because clearly, you mentioned a guru, having a guru, mentors. Tell me, who is it?
Well, I've got two that I would love to share with you. Okay. I love, of course, who doesn't love Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. And it's funny because I've actually seen her live a few times, and she is so, I've just always been so drawn to her. Love you, queen. And when I moved to McMinnville, I met a woman by the name of Shay Redstone, and she had been a metaphysician and basically a magic woman for 3 or 4 decades, and she had been doing it forever. And she was the most powerful. I just could go on for days and days and days about all the giftings and things that she taught me. Just the sheer intuition alone was so inspiring. So once I do have to give credit where it's due, because Teresa, once I saw her show and realized, okay, there's somebody who's doing this, who's not getting, you know, ridiculed for it. There's somebody who's doing this and they're making a life out of it. I thought that was really awesome and inspiring. And so I wanted to, I was like, okay, I can do this, because it's scary. I mean, you know, Courageous Conversations. I love the name of your show, because this is a courageous venture that I'm on, you know.
It truly is. And you know, I really wanted you to touch on that, the fear of the gift of intuition. Let's talk about that, because I'm sure there's other people and you're thinking, first of all, am I crazy? Like, why do I know this stuff? And people are going to think I'm crazy. I don't know. Did you experience any of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, I have a friend who was coming to me for spiritual advice a while back, and she's like, do I have a brain tumor? Is this like, am I dying? And I'm like, no, it's just, I will say I've always kind of felt it and known it was inside of me. So I was never, of course I feel crazy every now and then, because this job is, it's so unpredictable. you know, and no pun intended.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Because every session.
So what are you saying? You could be in the grocery store somewhere or at the gas station? Is that what you mean?
The tickets before by reading the cop. I've been like being pulled over and a message has come through and I've read the cop right there and I got out of a ticket. I thought that was probably the coolest.
That's actually pretty cool.
Coolest psychic medium experience. Okay. So that's a good, a medium is a, okay, so a psychic is just someone who feels the past, present, future, can feel the situation. A medium is someone who connects with the lost, the souls of the angels. So I'm a psychic medium. So I feel the angels, I feel the presence of the loved ones, as well as I can sometimes know what's going to come next. Sometimes I will always feel what comes in a past, and that does make me feel kind of crazy sometimes whenever I see somebody. Like whenever I'm out in public, I have to be really particular about my energy and who I share it with and who I allow in my space, because I am very much sensitive. And so no people, not just any random person's allowed into my vortex. So a lot of my circle is very tight knit. A very close group, because and that's another thing. I'm recently engaged to my
precious. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. He is he's wonderful, but before him, he's very intuitive himself, but before him, I had gone on dates and I had a guy get up and leave one time when I told him that I was a medium. He like was repulsed and he basically told me I was going to hell and got up and left.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I didn't feel like I was crazy. I felt like other people's influences made me feel crazy. And this is really my assistant, who's Valeria, shout out again. She told me, she was like, because I kind of had like a moment a while back, and she was like, look, she was like, do you think Teresa, you know, focuses on the haters, focuses on the naysayers? No, she goes out there and does her thing, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. I think she's so comfortable in her skin. And, you know, when you get to acceptance of who you really are, but you're young, man, you're 26 years old. There's still a lot of learning and growing to do. But the faster you get to the point of this is who I am and embrace that, what I've learned in my, I'm not going to say how old I am. No, I'm very proud. 47 years. What I've learned is the sooner I am able to accept myself, other people will as well.
Absolutely.
That's really. Yeah. Yeah. It's so much liberty in that. But it's a process to get there. And I don't want to minimize that. Intuitive Logan, the name itself, speaks of the gift, again, that I was sharing earlier. Why don't you speak to, first of all, I'm very, obviously, I'm sure the rest of our listening audience are interested. Is anyone coming through while we're on this call? Is any of the energy around me, my angels, my loved ones, is that happening? Like, give Savannah a taste of what this is or not. Like, you made like, I'm not getting nothing.
It's funny because right before you said that, I was feeling like this very precious motherly energy around you. It's like a mother or a grandmother. And from the beginning of this call, but right before you said that, I was feeling like the energy of somebody who really wants to remind you that you're doing a good job.
Wow.
And you know, they're telling me that, first of all, did you lose your grandmother, unfortunately?
Two mother figures, Logan. Okay.
Let me tell you this. This is kind of what she's making me feel. First of all, she's complimenting the flowers on your shirt. She loves flowers. So I don't know if she's really noticing. And I'm sorry, my little screen's frozen here, so I can't see. So I'm just, but I feel like she is wanting to remind you that you did everything you were supposed to, because I know you felt like you had a lot you wanted. You're kind of like me, my friend. You had a lot things you wanted to accomplish and a lot of dreams you wanted to fulfill. And she says, everything is happening in perfect timing. So don't feel like you weren't there enough, because I think you may have felt pulled in a million different directions yourself. And she said, you did everything you were supposed to. You did everything you were supposed to. And she talks about those glasses you're wearing. And she says, I want you to know you look great in those glasses, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And that's another thing. She's talking about the child. Do you have a daughter?
I do. I have four children.
I'm seeing the connection with your oldest daughter. And she says you did everything you were supposed to. So no regrets on that. Does that make sense to you?
It's interesting that you said my oldest daughter, because my youngest daughter was and is still very connected to my mom. But they're all well, you know, they're all well. My oldest daughter and my youngest daughter still lives with me. I have twins, by the way.
Really? Well.
Yeah. So there are two mother figures, one that I lost at the beginning of this year due to COVID. So the grandmother that you referenced.
Well, I don't think it has to do with COVID, but I do feel the weight off of my chest. So I feel like I can finally breathe. And your mom actually is making me feel like, did your mom have some health issues kind of for a long period of time?
For a very short period of time that we know. She lost, she died to cancer within a matter of weeks, like 12 weeks. From when we were advised that she had it. Yeah.
She was, but your mom was. See, the thing is, she was a very strong person and she never wanted you to know she was hurt or complaining. So it was like she was very much somebody who you looked to. And she says, I want you to know that I'm still there with you. Are you, I don't know who just celebrated the engagement or the wedding, but she's very excited about the relationship. Was there a new relationship in the family?
Latrice got married two years ago, I think.
And it was just her way of being there for you. Now, March, you say March, we're both Pisces babies, but what is the significance of March with your mom?
Just my birthday. That's the only thing. My birthday, my older sister's birthday as well, and my oldest son.
Well, I want to also talk about the energy of the father figure. So did you lose your dad?
No, my dad's still with me, thank God.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about this masculine energy, because I feel like, who was in the military?
So my best friend just lost her husband, and we just did his funeral a few weeks back he was buried in the military grounds.
I just got, my head is like kind of throbbing, because it's he's saying thank you for being there for her and her sons. Does she have sons?
She has grandsons.
And it's like she, because I know your friend feels like, and that's why I was feeling the protector energy. I feel like he wants her to know that he is watching out for her and the kids and protecting. That was a big thing for her. He was able to, because your friend, she is a really wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And he also talks that you were there for her when she felt really, really alone. Your mom is actually, your mom's showing me Thanksgiving, because it's right around the corner, right? But she's got all the food prepped, and she's showing me like, this is really interesting. I don't know if you can relate to this or what this will mean to you, but I see a shovel and she's digging. And I don't know if, did your mom really like flowers? Did she like being outside? Or because I immediately felt really drawn to what's on your shirt, the roses. And then I just see somebody digging with the shovel. Does that resonate with you at all?
She always maintenance her or landscape her own yard. So she was always outside in her own yard. Yeah.
Well, and your mom,
she definitely had a green thumb. And my, in fact, maybe this is it. What I've done to my back porch, it's a screened in porch. I have flowers everywhere on the back porch. And I've named one of the flowers after her. And that thing is huge. That is so crazy. I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm like, what is this flower thing?
And see,
the back porch is covered with flowers right now.
And that's her way of saying, that's literally, that gives me chills. That's literally her way of saying that I am there with you. Because I know you want to call her and speak to her. And I know that makes, she's actually saying, don't be sad we couldn't speak at the very end. Did she have a hard time communicating? Because yes. I couldn't breathe. And say, Mom, I love you, and hear her words. Because let me tell you something, that woman could give you some of the best advice, even when you didn't want to hear it, Cherie. Even when you didn't want to hear it. But she's just saying, there are moments still in this time where you want to call her. I don't know what happened a few months ago, but I feel like there was a major shift, a major change. I don't know if you just moved or changed locations or something, but she's saying, don't worry, Mom's here. And she's doing something really, really cool. She's dancing with you. She's showing me her actually. We are having a really good time. We're dancing. We're singing. Could she sing?
No, her birthday was actually on the 4th of July. And every year, the entire family got together and they partied. They partied. Now, granted, I'm not a good dancer. But that's amazing. I actually got divorced in June after almost 30 years.
Oh my God. Okay. So it's, that is crazy to me because it was, I want you to understand, and this goes back to what I said earlier, whenever she was approving of the new relationship, it's almost like saying good for you.
Oh my God.
Self a priority. It's her way of saying, you are finally living for Cherie. And that makes Mama real happy. Because you, listen, you're growing and glowing, my friend. And your mom was a beautiful, even though she had, you know, she was very confident and strong in herself. And your mama knew who she was. She's so proud of you. She's so proud of you.
Yeah.
And listen. Wow. The flowers and just the little things that she has been able to say, I'm still there. Because I know, like you said, I see you, I don't know if you're in the car outside your office or outside your house, but I see you just sitting in your car, just like sitting there in the silence, trying to gather yourself, trying to have that moment of stillness. And your mom's there with you. She's there. So I love your mom's energy. I'm going to tell you. I love it.
Wow. And I love those moments. I live for those moments now because I was the individual that took care of everybody else. So to finally actually own that time and space for myself, oh, yeah, that's huge. So I live for those moments today. Wow. Thank you, Logan. Oh, my God. And my best friend is Wanda. Just lost her husband, who was in the military, again, was just buried at the military base in Beaufort, South Carolina. There has been a moment where I've spoken to her, you know, just adjusting to the transition. And so I can't wait for her to hear this.
She is going to have a very exciting holiday as well, your friend Wanda. I think that it's really important that she, I'm feeling the energy. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Don't judge me for this. I'm feeling the energy of a dog. So like this canine companion energy. And I don't know if this is for sweet Wanda, our girl who we're shouting out right now, but I feel she has this, it may be her husband's way of even saying, she is still protected. Because I know there are a lot of changes for her. And at night when she lays there, she's going to have the dreams and the visions and the memories of him. But they are all going to be wonderful. And he actually says, He actually just looked and said, he said, tell her, I'm so sorry for not always making her the first priority. Because I know a lot of times he was discovering exactly who and what he needed. And this could have been many years ago, but I think he finally was able to become the version of himself that he needed for her. And that's beautiful to me.
Wow. Wow. I can't wait for her to hear this. This is phenomenal. Man. See, effortless. You just ebbed and flowed. You did not force a thing. You just jumped right on in. I was like, all right, you got to do this while we're on. Oh my gosh,
Hannah. Isn't it?
Wow, you got me tearing up. Like I have, listen, this is not even a Kleenex. This is probably a McDonald's napkin, which means it's rough and hard. And I have a whole bunch of tears here, guys. Savannah, get to this event on November 19th at Cosmic Corner, 5 p.m. OMG. My nose is running, my eyes are watering, but my heart is so full. You just said something earlier about giving people hope, and that's why this is so rewarding to you. You have blessed my soul.
Oh, you're going to make me cry now.
Oh, my God, Logan.
Thank you.
This is absolutely beautiful. You know, this work, it comes with its measure of pushback and, you know, all that other gripe that people gives. But at the end of the day, these tears are worth $1 million. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Wanda to hear this. She didn't know I was doing this today. I'm not going to tell her anything. I'm just going to say, listen, and I just want to see a reaction.
Thank you so much for
got me all snotty.
Allowing me to be here and do this for you. This was like the highlight of my week.
Wow. So listen, Valeria said that we had 2 tickets to give away.
You sure do. You sure do. Some lucky listener is going to be spending the night with me on the night.
Oh my God. What else do you want to leave with us? We got about 7 minutes left in the show. You take it away. I'm going to hush now. I need to sit in my feelings for a minute.
Let it process. Well, I just look, to me, this is all about a real connection with people. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't know that it impacted and influenced. And I love what I do. There are days where I don't fully understand it. And there are days where I still wonder why God gave me this gift. I am learning day by day how to stand true in who I am. And thank God for these gifts, because they have been able to guide me, you know, even because I'm kind of a hot mess sometimes, but I feel like what I'm able to, and it's not even me. I want you to know that wasn't a message for me. That was a message from your angels, you know? So I can't even really take credit. I'm just able to kind of sit and be the translator. And so I love it. Like the connection we were just able to have. So natural, so beautiful. And I really love what I do. And I know that these events, when we went on tour last time, it was truly life-changing for everyone. It was such a wonderful experience. And I know everybody who comes and is able to be with us is going to feel the magic in the room, no pun intended, because, you know, it's going to be a beautiful night of healing, of laughter. I mean, come on, Sheree, you know, I'm hilarious.
You're amazing. And guess what? I just checked my calendar and I am in town.
Oh,
I will be there. I will be there. That is such amazing. I have a pretty full schedule for the remainder of the year, but that day I have absolutely nothing and on my calendar.
That is divine timing, my friend. That is a sign.
I have absolutely nothing going on that day. That is so bizarre, but
hey, I can get you some more tickets. Just let me know.
Wow, that's super cool. Amazing. Man, thank you so much. Savannah, November 19th, 5 p.m. Cosmic Corner. And I will be sharing the link to this interview and giving you the opportunity to get these two tickets. But listen, it'll be interesting to see who actually reaches out for them. It's on you guys. The invitation is made. There's no excuse. If you want to meet this guy in person, this amazing Southern gentleman with this incredible gift, you're going to have to take advantage of this opportunity and show up. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your audacity to be you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been, I got chills. I'm going to be smiling the rest of the day.
Thank you.
No, it's people like you, truly, that make this all worthwhile. So thank you.
Oh, no. I see you. I value you. I hear you. I am so grateful that our paths have crossed. Please give a special thanks to your assistant. Yes. For reaching out to us at WRUU. And obviously, if there's anything else that I can do for you, do not hesitate to reach out. I am so, so grateful for you. And I'm so glad. I'm better that I know you now. So thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Even for making me cry today. And that's another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree Savannah. Please follow Logan Taylor at intuitivelogan.com. I want to remind you that the viewpoints expressed in the preceding program were not necessarily those of WRUU, its staff, or its license holder. And until next week, Savannah, take care.